Robert Sheldon. Please help me welcome the concert band from Hopkins Junior High School.
Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School concert band. And your director, Mr. Conway. This is Orrin Cross, one of your three performance adjudicators here today at the CMEA Bay Section Band Orchestra East D Festival. We were at Castro Valley High School on Saturday, April 18th, 2015. Magnificent large group up there, ready and raring to go. Looking forward to hearing you. We'll make comments during your performance that I hope will be of benefit.
You all set, Steve?
Okay, yeah, we've got that locked in now. Remember the notation of the articulation here. It's long, short, long, short, long, short. D dot, D dot, D dot. The articulation, if you all have the same syllable, will help establish that. Yeah, I think on your long note here, you can crescendo, decrescendo to give more of an effect. Yeah, don't lose intensity, everybody, on your ostinato there. Dee-dot, 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 dee-dot. Yeah. Keep the intensity, keep the drive. Nice snare drumming. Good. Okay. Clarinet, see if we need a little more sound out of you here because you're in your lower register, or the rest of the band has to come down a bit to give us an overall balance. Yeah, multimeter or this level? Good, good. Yeah, alto saxes. Blow right at that dissonance, everybody. Yeah, really, really point out to the audience. Yeah, we mean it. We mean it. Blow right at it. Okay, those playing the long notes, make them say something on each one of them, you know, a crescendo, a decrescendo, sometimes written, sometimes implied. Okay, good reading, good reading. Percussion, make sure you dampen your drums right away at the end. No carryover. Okay, man, very good. Just, it is a very repetitive piece, purposefully. But it's important that you make it and keep it interesting in your performance. In the ostinato, have that drive, have that intensity all the time. Don't back off. Don't lighten up. On the long notes, do something with them each time. And have them go somewhere. Not just be a note, but be an important statement. But very, very good. Good piece for the group. Almost an etude and a study piece. Getting multimeter in there. Variety of articulations. Good job. All right, for our entrance, especially a soft entrance, got to use some tongue. You can't just foof, can't blow air. Use a da tongue. Da, da. Slight plosive, so that all of the instruments respond at the same time. Might have to be a little louder than you want to be, but make sure that the sound is there and together. Remember, the lower instruments take longer to speak, so you have to anticipate a little bit. This is just a lot of experience. Everybody, try to take the same length breath together. Make that a part of your pulsation, your counting, if you will. Yeah, watch your conductor when he does his little rubatos, that you're right with him. Clarinets, open that throat up. Ah, ah, as if you're yawning. Get that nice rich wood sound in that lower register. Yeah, this is a wonderful piece to really work on moving parts. When those moving parts happen, bring them out. Yeah, good, like right there. Nice. Okay, we caught a lot of people starting that note with air, oof, instead of da, da. Yeah, adjust everybody, listen carefully. Okay, good. Good second piece, nice contrast. What I like best is the fact that the group plays with musical phrasing. So many young groups are playing individual notes, but you're looking at it as a whole, making conversation out of it, sentences rather than just words. This is definitely the way to go. Okay, the next Shelton is a wonderful piece. Softer on the tom-tom, have it be a long ways away, mysterious. Yeah, there, clarinets, again, start with a duh tongue, not an air. Okay, nice, nice, good intonation. You'll be ready for your entrance there, flutes, don't be hesitant. A lot of air. Yeah. It takes more air to play softly than it does to play loud. Yeah. Yeah, all right, good, good. Yeah, the straight quarter notes. Very firm against the dotted rhythm, yeah. Yeah, horns, listen to the alto saxes there at 31. They'll help you with pitch. Yeah, there's a tendency on the slurred even quarter notes to just speed them up slightly. Really stretch them out. Watch your conductor. His beat is stretching them out. Yeah, good snare drummer. Or if it's the same person, if not, then two good snare drummers. Yeah, we need more of the accents here. Remember, the TP accent is a heavy accent. Yeah, keep those notes connected. Sostenuto line, trumpets. Yeah, nice bell tone, lower brass. Quarter note, very important measure, 74. Make it long, stretch it, it's a pickup note. Of support on the decrescendo and the long notes. Really, really support. Yeah, tenor sax, trombones, slight bell tone effect on your quarter notes, accented ascending, measure 97. That's a subito mezzo piano, but again, use the dot tongue to start the note. Yeah, let this build. It builds by itself. You don't have to play louder. It just adds instruments. Okay, good reading, everybody. Good job. Excellent program for the group. Well within their playability, although it's challenging music for this level of group. Great instrumentation for the size of the group. Excellent control. Tendency of large groups is to overplay, and you do not. You control it. You hold it down. Let the fullness come rather than loudness. So congratulations, band. Listen to your director. He's giving you great, great instruction, great information, great music to play. Stick with him. Do what he asks, and you will have nothing but success. Thanks so much for starting off our day in a very pleasant way.